Remember when Shark Barber Corcoran said that Trump accomplishes his goals by using the weaknesses of the other side against them? He could just see what your weaknesses are and play into them. Why is Q essentially an interpreter of the news and a purveyor of hopeful messages, such an incredible threat to the powers that be? Example: Trump's QAnon followers are a dangerous cult. How to save someone who's been brainwashed? Perhaps it's because Q counteracts the massive brainwashing campaign we remain immersed in by saying such things as the following: public opinion optics do not matter. Do not mistake public silence for inaction. Q tells us straightforwardly that justice is correlated with the release of evidence proving the truth. Public will become aware. Dump. Q also tells us that the legal investigations and actions which are the precursor to this release of evidence have been underway for a very long time. When did the investigation begin? When did the investigation really begin? Nothing can stop what is coming. Nothing. Slow drip flood. We can expect to see the evidence trickling out at first and eventually overwhelming the system. What role will Cassidy Hutchinson play in making this happen? Only God, Trump, and Q plus team will truly know in the end. By Dr. Danielle Dossi, Blumenthal. All opinions are the author's own. Public domain. As Trump said, our movement is about replacing a failed and corrupt political establishment with a new government controlled by you, the American people. The Washington establishment and the financial and media corporations that fund it exists for only one reason: to protect and enrich itself. The establishment has trillions of dollars at stake in this election, for those who control the levers of power in Washington and for the global special interests. They partner with these people that don't have your good in mind. Our campaign represents a true existential threat like they haven't seen before. This is not simply another four-year election. This is a crossroads in the history of our civilization that will determine whether or not we the people reclaim control over our government. The political establishment that is trying to stop us is the same group responsible for our disastrous trade deals, massive illegal immigration, and economic and foreign policies that have bled our country dry. The political establishment has brought about the destruction of our factories and our jobs as they flee to Mexico, China, and other countries all around the world. It's a global power structure that is responsible for the economic decisions that have robbed our working class, stripped our country of its wealth, and put that money into the pockets of a handful of large corporations and political entities. This is a struggle for the survival of our nation, and this will be our last chance to save it. This election will determine whether we're a free nation or whether we have only the illusion of democracy but are in fact controlled by a small handful of global special interests rigging the system, and our system is rigged. This is reality. You know it, they know it, I know it, and pretty much the whole world knows it. How does his ranting and raving C Newsmax interview and screenshots from Truth Social below keep the story in the headlines? How does Trump's public fit of anger keep Hutchinson in the headlines? How does it propel the public to believe her? What happens when they try to arrest Trump because of all she's said? Will Trump get the equal time he was looking for? How do you introduce evidence? Remember Anthony Scaramucci? What was the Scaramucci play aka Scaramucci model? What is the purpose of a temp in Trump world? Could a temp be planted as part of a counterinsurgency? Scaramucci was fired on July 31, 2017, after accomplishing one key goal: the removal of Reince Priebus as chief of staff. What mistake do people make when they misjudge Donald Trump as an egotist and forget what he is fighting for? Regarding Cassidy Hutchinson, temps can be very dangerous to those who are targeted. Posted July 4, 2022 by Danielle Blumenthal. Why is Trump so publicly unhinged about a story that is clearly true? Then President Donald Trump angrily demanded to go to the US Capitol on January 6, 2021, and berated his protective detail when he didn't get his way, according to two Secret Service sources who say they heard about the incident from multiple agents, including the driver of the presidential SUV where it occurred. While the details from those who heard the accounts differ, the Secret Service sources say they were told an angry confrontation did occur, and their accounts align with significant parts of Hutchinson's testimony. Like Hutchinson, one source, a longtime Secret Service employee, told CNN that the agents relaying the story described Trump as demanding and that the former president said something similar to, In the King President of the United States, you can't tell me what to do, the source said. He originally heard that kind of language was used shortly after the incident. He had sort of lunged forward. It was unclear from the conversations I had that he actually made physical contact, but he might have. I don't know, the source said. Nobody said Trump assaulted him. They said he tried to lunge over the seat. For what reason? Nobody had any idea. The employee said he'd heard about the incident multiple times as far back as February 2021 from other agents, including some who were part of the presidential protective detail during that time period, but none of whom were involved in the incident. The source added that agents often recounted stories of Trump's fits of anger, including the former president throwing and breaking things, not just plates, the source added.